Blog Talk Radio.
You clean dishes as you cook to save time and stay ahead of the mess. But scrubbing still takes time. Now there's Dawn Power Wash Dish Spray. The faster, easier way to clean as you go. It cleans grease 5 times faster. On easy messes, just spray, wipe, and rinse. On tough messes, the spray-activated suds cut through grease on contact without water. Just wipe and rinse. Get dishes done faster. Dawn Power Wash Dish Spray. Spray, wipe, rinse.
And welcome to another episode of Nationally Syndicated Radio. That's right, where I am your favorite host that brings you the most, a.k.a. Wonder Dre is here. That's right, and we're going to have a good time tonight. You know me as the girl, the Wonder Dre, the 2020 twin that gets it in, but some of y'all know me as Andrea Presley, coming to you with another live show. And we are having a ball tonight, I tell you. So tonight is going to be you and I talking. Let's talk with Wonder Dre. That's my theme tonight. I have so much that I need to talk to you guys about because there's so much that's going on in the world today. And I need to get your opinion. So we want, you know, start the show off talking about some things. And anytime that you feel like you want to just chime on in and say what you need to say, you know, just go on and say what you, you know, got to say and give me your opinions on it. Okay? So before we do start this show off, we're going to go into a track and we're going to bring the mellow in and, you know, do what we got to do. But we're going to start this party off right. So, DJ, come on and let's make.
First of all, for our lace shoe, we are Wonder Twins, okay? Everybody get that really, really twisted. You know, she's the Wonder Twin that always gets it in, and so am I. And now this show is dedicated to Wonder Twin, you know, lifetime achiever, all Hall of Fame and all that. And I feel so, just a weight has been lifted off me, and everybody know what it is, but I'm not going to say that right now. But anyway, we are going to celebrate my cousin, Wonder Twin. My cousin, my first cousin tonight, is going to be the soundtrack of our lives. You ready for this? Mr. Calvin Richardson. Are you ready, honey?
All right. Let's get it in.
This is not just another love song. No, no.
If you're thinking about me,
baby, you jump clean back for me.
You know that ain't right,
you
baby.
Know ain't right. Oh no. Tell me what it is. What's going on, girl?
What's going on?
That would make you believe me. Don't be listening to them things that have got me, baby.
Baby.
Yeah, I promise it ain't true. So what I'm trying to say is,
if you're thinking about me,
about me being with someone else
other than you.
No, baby.
Oh, no, baby.
Now listen to me. Just because you see me smile at other women, sometimes I talk to them. Girl, that's just a business that I'm into. So, when it comes to you, my baby, girl, you know my love will always, always be true. So what I'm trying to say,
if you're thinking about me, baby,
it ain't gonna be the day.
Girl, you better pack another bag. I'm going with you,
and I just can't let you take your love and walk away.
Lovers music, like that. But you want a slow drag and it carrying on. You know what I'm saying? That's that smooth, mellow music went to you over here only at O&E on the syndicated radio station. Yes, yes, yes. So I have some things that we need to talk about, guys, because, you know, I got some issues. I got some problems with some certain things, and I need y'all to help me out with this. Okay. So one of the things that I had a problem with is this scandal that's going on with Kirk Franklin. He got set up by his own son. Like, that's really a trip. Your own flesh and blood. Really? Okay. So let me just kind of fill y'all in for those who don't know about this. So he had one problem child, just like we all do, you know. When, you know, they get older, they get grown, and they smell themselves, and they, you know, you might have been trying to help that child for years, and, you know, according to the story, you know, he's been like the black sheep of the family. There's been some problems and some issues. He had tried to get him some professional help. And so what had happened was they got into a conversation, which he had no idea that he was being recorded. The son was recording the conversation, and just like Kirk is a regular person first, before he's a singer, before he's an artist, before he's a Christian, he's human. Let's just put it that way. They got into some words, and a couple of F-bombs had dropped off. Now, some people sitting there like, ah! Okay, at the end of the day, he's human. The part that I have a problem with is the fact that a lot of the Christians out there had criticized this man because they looked at him as though he's the black Jesus Christ. But at the same time, let me remind you again, he's a human being first. This was not a what would Jesus do moment. We're talking about your child that you helped conceive is getting smart with you, is giving you a problem. This ain't a what would Jesus do moment. This is, I brought you in the world, and I will take you out. That's one of them moments. How about that? Okay? So they get into it. They, you know, he's recording the message and everything. So he decides he's going to air it, his dirty laundry, on social media to make his dad look bad. Now, a lot of the Christians, you know, were saying, you know, that he was a bad example and he should apologize and things like that. No. Because at the end of the day, my opinion of the situation is, who are you? We're not Jesus Christ. The only person that he want to talk to about that situation, if he feels as though he needs to apologize, that's between him and his God. You let him deal with that with the Lord. That's not your job to sit there and give judgment to him because of the fact that he had an issue with his child. Yes, he might have dropped a couple of F-bombs or whatever like that. I don't think that he intentionally did that, but I'm sure that there were some conversations that came up where a scripture didn't quite come up to line, you know, to your mind. Now, come on now. I know y'all all out there. Y'all done had some times when y'all kids done got on y'all nerves and y'all done dropped some F-bombs and you ain't thinking of no scriptures at that point in time. You're like, I'm going to kill this little kid. You know what I'm saying? Because this child, you know what I mean, must think I'm a joke. So my thing is he did wind up apologizing to the people. But I didn't feel like he needed to do that. That's just my opinion. Now, there has been several artists that's been in the gospel, you know, limelight and everything like that, when Kirk Franklin has been there for them. And he was like, you know, they mentor. He would be there and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to be there when the other ones are tearing you down. I'm here to give you a boost to say, you know what? Keep it moving. You know what I mean? Pick up and keep on going. Okay, you might have fell down. You might have had a drug and alcohol problem. But you know what? Just talk to the Lord about it. Apologize to the Lord about it. And that's between you and God. And you get up and you start back over again. You know, other people felt all kind of other ways. But yet, when it was his turn and he went through a situation, it was mighty strange how people was like, oh, that's a shame. He should not be like that. He called himself saved. How could he let himself get to that point? Again, he is human first. That's my opinion on the situation. You know, let's talk about the fact that these children nowadays are different. If you're raising anybody that was born in the 90s, you know what I mean? The generation is totally different from when we were younger. when you grew up in the 70s and stuff like that, you all you had to do was just get the look. And that look was like, I wish you would try to cut up. I wish you would. All you needed was the look, and that was it. You knew, all right, I'm not playing with her today. She's not playing with me today. I'm not going to do that because I ain't trying to get my behind beat. You know what I'm saying? But nowadays, these kids, they want to try you. They want to, you know, call you all kind of names, call you out your name, you know what I mean, tell you what they going to do, what they not going to do in your house. You know, it's all kinds of stuff that be going on nowadays. You know, kids killing parents and, you know, telling the parents what to do. They held, felt like they held hostage, and it's flipped. The kid becomes the adult, and the adult becomes the child. That's not going to happen. So I just feel as though we need to try to get these children back on track to the point where we can maybe not get them to where they used to be, but try to raise them to where they usually be. For the parents that's always working, for the parents that's never home and just out in the street or got a little boyfriend they chasing after, you need to be home. You need to know what's going on with your child. You need to know what the child is watching. You need to know what the child is doing. You need to know who's in this child's life. You need to know who's on their social media page. I mean, come on now. Nowadays, you know, they say that child abuse, you know, starts with you just, you know, talking to them a certain way. When years ago, you got a beating and there was no question about it. Okay, and if you thought about picking up the phone to dial 911, honey, you were so out of it, you ain't even know what 911 was. You'd probably be dialing 919 or something like that. You ain't know what 911 was. You know, it was no such thing as I'm going to call child abuse on my mother. No, it was no such thing. Because the respect level that they had back then, you know, and it amazes me how nowadays you got children that's all out of pocket, And they think they can get away with it. And then you want to sit there and say they've been abused and they, you know, if you holler at them a certain way, they're ready to call the cops. What? Okay, I'm going to say it again. I brought you in this world. I'm going to take you out. See, that's what
Wait
I grew up on. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a
that's
minute.
That's the high school.
Wait, I got to come on for this one. First of all, you know how we came up. You know, Doris and Debbie. Okay, let's go
Doris
ahead.
Doris ain't
played
it.
Doris and Debbie. So, his situation, you know, my mom was from the gate, a thug. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, Aries in the house, say what now? And she smacked us for what we were thinking.
Exactly.
Let me say that one more time.
You said it. What you were thinking.
She smacked us
for
what we were thinking. Now, his situation.
Yep.
How can we be better as people? Discipline has never been the enemy's enthusiasm. This is my wonder twin. You know, I'm also a twin. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, I fall back in the, you know, and you know, all the way around the corner, you know, under bricks, you know what I mean? Because, you know, she's a Hall of Famer, and I got to, you know, salute. Anyway, but, you know, the wonderful thing about our upbringing was love and honor. And a lot of these children right now don't have love and honor. Do you know where your child is right now? I know where my child is. He's in school. You know what I'm saying? You know? And he's, you know, going back and forth from state to state trying to get an education. You know, online, traveling to Louisville, Kentucky. You know, you know my son is at the University of Louisville. Yes, he is. Ha-ha. Right? Right, Clay? You know what I mean? But I ain't going there. You know,
right.
I know. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, but My
mm-hmm.
only child understands that, you know, if I say clean the kitchen, there's no talk. It's, okay, Dad, I got you. When I come home, it's clean. You know, love, you know what I mean? That's the key of raising children. You don't have to be, you know, totalitarian to your kids and not listen to what they're saying to you and how they feel. You have to be able to embrace what they like and then be able to give that discipline and wonder to them. Say, okay, I know what you like. However, let's do this another way. Let's be able to love what you are as a person. And that's how you get the child to be able to respect you and what you're saying. You know, oh, wow, I didn't know you loved art. Oh, wow, I didn't know you loved to cook. Oh, wow, you know, that's what you're doing. And that's the key,
right.
Twin. Being able to be able to listen to your kid when they're trying to impress you.
Right.
That's the key.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah.
When a child is a little baby, does little things make you laugh, make you smile. And that kid might play with a top or, you know, whatever is going on, you know, play with a little toy. And they look at you like, hey, Dad, hey, Mom, you see what I'm doing? You're supposed to embrace it. Hey, babe. You know, that starts, you know, and the most, you know, how can I say it? The most impressionable age when a child looks back at you, you know, wanting
Absolutely.
Support. You know, wanting
yes.
to be, you know, say, hey, Dad, I just did this and make you laugh. You know,
right.
hey, Mom, you see what I did? You know, you hug them and you encourage them to
right.
be better. And then they, you know, using your knowledge and what you know in the world, they say, okay, I see what you're doing. However, you know, let me tell you what's in the vast world, you know what I mean, and be able to, you know, give encouragement to that child. That's what's missing in
yep.
not only certain communities, but all communities. A lot of times we work
right.
and don't give a chance, Twin, to be able to just acknowledge
right.
our children. And,
right.
and you know,
right.
not, you know, Doris, you know, was hard on you.
Mm-hmm.
I had an Aries mother
mm-hmm.
like you.
Yep.
And also Darlene
oh, yeah.
Ross, who's passed away. You know, Aries women don't give a damn what you saw. Do what I said, and it will
right.
give you the keys and the nutrients for your lifespan. That's what we're
Absolutely.
Trying to impress upon people, Twin. You know, I used, man, Twin,
right.
you know, I come on, you know, listen, Wonder Twins activate. Yes, Lord, my God.
yes, yes, yes. And, you know, it's, you know, we got to spend time and we got to give love, but understand the fact that we're dealing with a whole nother generation nowadays. And it's sad. I mean, the later the generation gets, the more it changes. So, you know, we got to keep our kids in prayer. And a lot of times it can be stressful, parents. I know that. I get that. You know what I'm saying? But we got to keep them in prayer and you know, just keep them in the right direction, steer them in the right direction. So the other thing that I have wanted to talk about is the fact that we have a lot of things going on with the vaccinations for the COVID. Now, many of you know that, you know, I'm in healthcare and that I do, you know, work with a lot of the nursing homes. I've even dealt with some of the COVID patients and things like that as well. And one of the things that I commonly get all the time is the question of, are you going to take the shot? I just want to hear your opinion on it. I'm going to give you that opinion when we come back. But we're going to hear this track real quick, and we're going to talk about some vaccinations. And I want you to really think and be ready to chime in on this one because it's going to get real deep. You ready for that? All right. Well, I got my 2020 twin on the other side that's going to get it in with some music. So, DJ, what you got?
Trade what I had with you for nothing in the world. Then it changed, things changed. I got a little money, bought me a car. Bought that big house, they love it. Next thing you know, I'm sexing the swing. But if it's gonna make me change, make me do stupid things, it caused my life to change.
All radio, all radio show.
My sessions, cause I don't wanna sing no more.
I don't wanna sing no more.
bag, a big bank account. You see my face at the news stand. They say it's no music days are thrown away. I had done this way, cause you know the deal. Common sense, tell your shit ain't real. Money makes people change, do some stupid things, and call our life a change. Cancel my session, cause I ain't gonna sing no more.
I don't wanna sing no more.
Yeah, I don't wanna do no more. It ain't worth it, girl.
I don't wanna sing no more. No more.
Hey. All I ever wanted to do was make mama happy. Then you came along. And it took a little more to make you smile. Took a little more to please the crowd. And let me explain this to you, girl. Nothing has mattered to me in this world. But it's gonna make me change, make me do stupid things. They caused my life to change. Can't cancel my session, cause I ain't gonna sing no more.
Ducky ducky now, we getting girl. I like that. Yeah, so before I do move into the next subject, which is talking about vaccines, I got to go back and recap what I was saying about the Kirk Franklin situation, and I have to give my last spin on that. As far as the children, my message to the children, love and respect your parents, man. Because here's my whole thing. They don't have to do what they do, especially when you become old enough at accountability or grown. Because at the end of the day, they do it and they do things out of love. They don't do it because they have to. They, you know, it's not their responsibility when you become grown and then at the age of accountability. Show some love, show some respect, you know. To the young man that did what he did to his, you know, to his dad, I would say that wasn't cool. You don't air dirty business or laundry from the family out on Facebook. Understand there's a time and a place for everything. That was not for the public's eyes to see or hear what was going on. So I felt like that situation was handled all wrong. As far as the Bible beaters out there that want to be beaten up on Kirk, you wrong. How many of y'all, some of y'all cuss in church. Come on now, I'm going to keep it real. Some of y'all cuss in church, outside the church, and as soon as you get outside the church, let somebody cut you off in the car, you will start cussing. Let somebody not show up with your money on your check, don't be on time, and see how much of a Christian you are. Now, here's my thing. You done bopped, flopped, and everything else to this man's music, and now you want to sit there and criticize him because the mirror is reflected on him and not you. But what about you? How many times have you slipped up and cussed at your kids because you done got mad because they done broke something of yours, or they done did something they had no business doing, or they done lied to you, or they done called you out your name? Come on now. Let's not be pointing the finger at everybody else. You know what I mean? Because there's no right or wrong way to being a parent. Nobody came with instructions. We were just, it was just our time and our duty to do it, and we did it the best way we could. You know what I'm saying? And you had to show love. And when love is in there, you raising your child, the child feels love. They, you know, they react to that. However, we talking about the now generation.
So before you start forming an opinion, leave Turk alone. Leave him alone. They ain't none of your business. Mind your business. Now that we done talked about the Bible beaters, I'm coming back to you Bible beaters again because we're talking about some vaccines. Now, the vaccines, there's a lot of people, I'm going to go to the Bible beaters real quick because it has something to do with this. Where are all the Christian folks that say they trust and believe God, you know, for healing, completion, and everything? God's going to protect me. God's going to do this and all of that kind of stuff. Now, this is just my opinion. Don't get mad. You might want to press, that star two, you know what I mean? Because I already know what's coming because a lot of people are going to start. They're not going to respect what I got to say. This is my opinion, okay? My whole thing is, if you're saying that, you know, God's going to protect me and this, that, and the third, why are you so afraid of this coronavirus? I'm not saying be stupid and don't respect that there's something going on out there. I'm not saying be stupid and don't put a mask on. What I am saying to you is that if God got your back and you're doing the social distance, call out to you out there. I'm just going to make my point and I'm going to bring you in. If you see that you're doing the right thing, you're protecting yourself, you're eating healthy, you're staying healthy, you got your immune system up, you're taking your vitamins for your immune system, why are you so afraid to walk the streets? God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he has given us a spirit of love and a sound mind. So when I walk these streets, when I walk into my job, and as I said, I do nursing, when I walk on the floor as a CNA, I am not afraid to walk in the COVID ward because I know God got my back. Now, of course, I'm guarded up. I got my, you know, gear on. I got my mask on. I got my shield on. I got my gown and everything else on. You know what I'm saying? He didn't say be stupid. He didn't say be foolish. However, you know, I'm not running to the, you know, oh, my God, I got to get the first vaccine shot that's out there because, oh, my God, I'm so scared. Stop it. Okay, and everybody else has a different opinion. We won't see what everybody else has to say, but that's just my thing. The second thing is, now this could be rumored, and it could be true, and it could not be true, but let's just say that it is true. It was said that inside the vaccine, there was chopped up particles of a chip that is inserted into your body. Now, for the Bible beaters, if you're really reading your Bible, okay, you would know that this is the 666. So if you want to bow down and decide that you want to take the mark of the beast, go ahead. But think about the fact when you sitting there talking about, you know, oh, I trust God, I believe God for my total healing and blah, 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 blah. Think about that. Even if you don't know whether it's true or not, think about the fact, what if it is true? What if there's a side effect that don't show up for the next 3-4 years? I want to give some opinions. So we're going to take this first caller. Caller, welcome to Nationally Syndicated Radio. Who am I on the line with?
Oh, my gosh, it's Jerry Petito. I cannot wait to talk.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. How you doing?
Oh, my gosh, I'm good. How are you?
Okay. Don't choke me, Jerry.
I'm just giving my opinion. Oh, my gosh. What, are you kidding me? No. All right, so I'm going to give you my thoughts on both topics, okay?
Okay, great.
So, all right. So, you know, I just turned 60, and I remember talking a lot about this on the air. Anyway, my Italian family, we used to get beat up. Listen, we always got hit, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I only hit my daughter 3 times. She can tell you all 3 times. She does never hit my grandkids. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But this is what I want to say about all this. Everything is intent, and everything is what's perceived. So when I was growing up, because I'm older than you as well, when I was growing up, we knew our parents loved us. My mother's favorite word was the F word. But here's the thing. It was
wow.
Never used like mother effer. It was used like, you F, get over here, and whack, okay?
Uh-huh.
She would F the shoes if a shoe broke, That effing shoe. This is, all of them, my aunt, we all live in the neighborhood, across from each other. They would hang out the windows and curse at each other and laugh. All right, so anyway, everything was perceived as love, though, when I was growing up. So we mm-hmm. knew our parents loved us, would take care of us, and would die for us, mm-hmm. and would kill someone who tried to hurt us.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're getting our beatings, all that went through our heads was, oh, my gosh, when my father gets home, I'm dead. I was bad. So we never looked at it like we were being abused or we shouldn't have been hit. Now, having said that, that was my generation, right?
Now, right.
Okay, my child's generation, things were a little bit different now. Things were being more open and talked about even in schools. We didn't have mm-hmm. that. We had the protection. All right, how do I say this? Each generation, everything is a little different. So now social media, look what that brat did to his father. I would have beat the crap out of him, okay? But here's the difference. Intent now. So mm-hmm. there's so much out there being told to the children that when the children are hit, they don't feel love maybe. So they're mm-hmm. perceiving it as abuse because they're told it is. See, right. that's what's happened and that's what's changing. And that's mm-hmm. why there's so much drama of how to raise a child and when you should, what you should say, what you know, because now the intentions have changed and their perception has changed. It's distorted. So, like I said, 55 years ago when I was a kid, I wouldn't have taken it that way and no one would have told me it was abuse either. But
right.
today... Now they're being told it's abuse and the child is taking it as abuse. So it is damaging. And that is the
exactly.
problem, yes, with what's happening with that. So I don't see a quick fix at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that if my child videotaped me cursing or smacking, that child
mm-hmm.
would probably be in a hospital. Okay? So having said
right.
that, okay. So now let me talk about the vaccine. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So everything you were saying, I was cracking up laughing at because your intent is correct. Your intent is correct
right.
with everything you were saying, right, about what people are thinking and doing and blah, 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 blah. So
right.
for me personally, I'm hoping to never have to get it because I even cured myself of two cancers 30 years ago, completely natural. I went all over the world studying healthcare, okay, because
mm-hmm.
I would have died. I was that sick then. Okay.
Wow.
So I've worked my butt off for 30 years to do everything naturally. And I've shared this too. Everything in my home is organic. The paint on my walls, my mattress, my bedding, my cleaning supplies, everything that goes in or on my body. But I feel compromised right now thinking one day they're going to make us because –
Right.
They're saying, I don't know how true this is, that you can't travel, everything, your license, you can't get a license. Who knows? You can't buy food,
right.
you know? Okay,
yes.
So that's the end times. That's the end times. So
uh-huh.
you know what? That's when I will throw my hands up and say, God, you're in control. Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know?
Because they're trying
as,
to mandate that within
yes.
the next couple months. Yeah.
Right.
They're
as control, right.
A couple months. Mm-hmm.
So if I have control, I'm not taking it. If that is, this is the thing about the 666 and all that. We, mm-hmm. what I've learned through all my Bible studying is it's not going to be given to us without us knowing. We're going to have to know deliberately that we're accepting the Antichrist. So that's
right.
not going to happen. They'll have to shoot me then. That's okay with me.
Absolutely.
But as far as, you know, as far as COVID, you all know how sick I was. I was locked in my house for almost 4 months. So I'm not afraid of it. I wasn't afraid of it then. I said to God three times, it's okay, you can take me if you're going to take me. You know, I'm ready. But
right.
Everything you're saying is so accurate and on point because you're mimicking what people are thinking and saying and doing.
Right. You know, yes. And it's amazing to me. I done seen pastors, preachers, ministers, they sitting there, you know, putting out on Facebook how you should be, you know, taking the shot, and they're actually pumping their fists up with a needle on the side of them and somebody's taking their picture. That's not a, you know what I mean, that's not an excited moment. That's not a testimony because you ran and took the COVID shot. I don't understand why people are doing that. And I'm like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? But you the main one talking about some God going to do this and God, where's your faith? Spiritual pulse.
And you know what's crazy? You're a nurse, and to hear you talk like this is giving me, you know, hope and faith, and you're empowering me tonight.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Yes, because
but
I mean, I walk in there, I kid you not, I walk in there fearless. Because even when it came down to certain cases, people were like, oh my God, you going to take that case? You know that she got COVID? Yes, I do.
That's
but
right.
But I also know that God's going to take care of me. He got my back. Now, I'm going to be smart.
Amen.
I'm going to cover up. But I'm going to do what I have to do because I'm helping to save somebody's life. And at the same time, this is ministry. And if this is what I'm assigned to do, then I'm going to go ahead and do it. You know what I mean? And so it's not even about, you know, beating people over the head with, you know, everything, but it's just like if you're doing the right thing and taking care of your body, why are you so overwhelmed with, oh, my God, I'm going to get this COVID? Some people, they don't have a car. They're in the house every single day. They're not in nobody's, you know, way. Nobody lives in the house with them. But yet and still, they're running out and taking these vaccine shots, and they don't even know what the side effects is going to be.
Right.
You heard about some of these people
that died. And not just that, you know that I've protested with my daughter in Trenton several times with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. actually about vaccines and our rights and our religious exemptions and all that. So
I
already know what's in vaccines. That's why I won't do them.
Yes.
My grandchildren have not been vaccinated and they're super healthy. Thank you, God. They're not robots,
right,
but they're very healthy. But people have
exactly
to take control of themselves as well, and they have to take care of themselves. They can't just walk
absolutely
out there in the firing range and say, okay, shoot me, but God's got me. No, God's saying, well, you're walking out in a firing range. I'm sorry,
exactly,
but I can't get you there. You know what I mean?
Yes. I want you to stay right nearby because we want to definitely continue this because, you know, you and Kristen,
okay,
just like I am as well, and I definitely want to get some of your opinions on this
as well. I'm staying on, yeah.
Yes, great. So we're going to get on to this next track, and then we're going to come back with some of your opinions, and I'm going to speak some more on this vaccine. So, DJ, what you got for me in the cut?
Where were you last night when I need you just to hold my hand? I felt the storm raging inside of me. Oh, you know what to do. I'm like a baby, I'm a grown man. I sent you, loving you, needing you, wanting only you.
Every time we meet, it feels so far away.
All right.
How you like
right.
that winning
oh,
jersey, though? Hall of Famer,
like
you know what I'm
that.
Saying? You know, including myself in the Hall of Fame as a DJ. A phone call away.
Yes, indeed. I'm enjoying the music, that's for sure. I tell you, you know, people probably are like, oh, my gosh, you know, no, she's not saying all this. But, you know, it's something to really, really think about. We do got another caller that's in the queue. I just wanted to make this point, you know, exactly, because, like I said, I get the question all the time, you know, from different people that I work with. Why aren't, you know, how do you feel about the vaccine and, you know, are you going to do it? And even my boss, she was like, why is it that you're not going to take the vaccine? I said, because I refuse to bow down to man. I'm not saying that it's not real. I believe it because I've seen people that died from it. I know people who has died from it. You know what I mean? I respect it enough to acknowledge it by putting on a mask. You know what I'm saying? But I know that, first of all, God has brought me through some things that was harsher than that. Okay? I lived through Graves' disease, which is very hard to beat. But if I can have a 5% chance at living with Graves' disease and come out 17 years later dealing with people that are COVID, you know what I mean, then I know that there is a God. I know that there's a God that's going to cover me even when I'm doing my mission, you know, and doing what I have to do. I don't feel like I have to be subjected and controlled by anybody in the government and be forced to take something and inject into my body. You know what I mean? First of all, I do a lot of herbs, you know, just like you were saying, you know, Jerry Pacino, you know, I'm a herbal, you know, I believe in herbs yep. with everything. And that's how I gotten through the illness that I did have, you know what I'm saying? Along with prayer, of course, you know, and God helped me through. However, for me to bring something that's unnatural, and then you got Johnson & Johnson, who has had so many lawsuits, okay, that it's not even
Amen.
Funny to come in and want to administer a vaccine. You crazy if you think I'm going to let somebody like that put some injection into my body like that. That just don't make sense to me. And the fact that, you know, people are falling for it, I mean, I understand it on a spirit. Understand the fact that there's two sides of looking at it. When you look at it on the spiritual side, it makes sense. When you look at it on the other side, okay, maybe some people had COVID and I can understand the fear. It makes sense too. However, you know, when you really think about it and you really give it some thought and you see what's going on, it's time to evaluate that. So, you know, it's time to think about it, folks. Like, this is not even a game. We being controlled. You know what I mean? By our government. We being controlled. This ain't nothing but the end times that's in the Bible. And if you don't believe me, read Revelations. This is the mark of the beast that is coming up. But we're going to get this caller in, and then Jerry and I are going to, you know, help out with some of the opinions of it. And we're going to see what's going on. So caller number two, who do we have on the line this evening?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, what's going on? Who we got here?
What's up? This is Jimmy Black.
Hey, what's going on, Jimmy?
What's up,
hi,
Dre?
Jimmy.
Brother O.
Hey.
And the Jersey.
Hey, baby.
Everybody on the phone. Hey, my thing is this, I told people how I felt about this this coronavirus, and it's coming to like what I was talking about, like far as being able to go places. They will so slowly start to shut stuff down little by little.
Yep.
I was saying, like, when they had Donald Trump in, Donald Trump was the pawn. He was the idiot that we were all supposed to look at, come with the craziest ideas, reject everyone, you know, because he's insane. So when they set you up with something like that, it's like a bait and switch. You know what I'm saying? They set you up with the idiot, and then Joe Biden steps in like he's Superman and says, I'm going to have everybody vaccinated by the summer. Everybody like, yeah, yeah, he's a take charge president, and you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I'm with Joe Biden, you know what I'm saying? They say, no, you're doing it just because the other guy was such an idiot. But actually,
right.
I would have probably listened to Trump more on this thing because he was there to misdirect you. You understand? We've never had a president that inept ever, and nor will we ever have one again. He was put there to play the fool. So when the virus came out, which it came out while he was president on purpose, that he was supposed to handle it like an idiot. Because everybody's not going to hop on it when the first president, when it's happening about the first president, he says take it. Everybody's not going to take it because everybody doesn't trust the government. But if you put a fool in the president's seat, have him act a fool for 4 years, and then all of a sudden you yank it back and put somebody with sense in there, you're going to listen to the guy who makes sense. It's just how people are. You know, it's just how people work. It's human nature. So most people are going to follow Joe Biden because, like I said, he's not an idiot, but he's still controlled mm-hmm. by whoever that controls everyone. He's just a different thing with right. Barack Obama. Barack Obama could have came in fighting for black people's rights. Instead, he decided to fight for gay rights. And now everybody's
you said that right, too.
When they put him in there, the first thing black people thought, we visualize. We see a black guy as president. He's going to do for us. Why? Why would he? The white president doesn't do for white people half the time. So why would a black president do for us? If ain't people going to try to satisfy the white people, put him in there. You understand? Because the minute he tries to do everything for black people, he ain't going to make it the next term. But
you got to be
gay.
Equal.
Everybody has a gay family member or relative or something. You understand what I'm saying? A friend or something like that, colleague. So that touches more areas. Being gay touches more people than being black.
You know what I'm saying? You got a big population, yeah.
It's all politics, but it's all politics. Like I said, we're living in a reality show. I was talking to my friend Dave about 2 weeks ago. We are living in a reality TV show because we're so hooked on reality TV shows, we don't even know we're in one.
Right.
When Donald Trump was president, this is a reality TV show. We had a reality TV star as president.
Right. I like what you said because you gave the analogy, okay, they didn't follow, you know, Trump when it came down to what he had to say because of the way he had said it. But now you got somebody else in there that seems a little bit more believable, but that
yeah.
still doesn't make sense to me.
Exactly,
yeah.
Like the Pop Piper. We're going
so
to follow
now they believe it. Right,
because
it's Joe Biden.
Guy was an idiot.
Right. He's still taking commands over, you know, from somebody above him. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he has
I mean,
to flow with the flow.
But Trump was an obvious idiot. Like, that's the role they told him to play. Trump's an idiot. He ain't that stupid. I don't think he's as dumb
right.
as he was showing, unless that's old age. But he didn't act like that when he was younger.
But here's the funny part. He took the vaccine.
Maybe we didn't see how stupid he was because he wasn't, you know, talking as much when he was just a public figure. I don't know. Maybe he had lines on the TV show. He didn't seem stupid on the show. The minute he became president, it was like, whoa, this guy's an idiot.
Right.
So that's what it seemed like. It was kind of like an act a little bit. You understand what I'm saying? Like he was supposed to do the worst he could. Because if he was a politician, you would rate him with his political, you know, his things that he'd done before. You understand what I'm saying? Like, well, that's not like him or such and such. You know what I mean? But for somebody to come
out
and never have any political history, what can you ask of him?
Wow. You made some valid points there. Yeah.
It was a big picture.
Right.
And
exactly.
If I was anybody, black or white, be honest. But population control is population control. But we the first ones they
right.
want to get rid of. So if I was a black person, that was Tuskegee and all the history, we got hospitals named Murder Cordia in our neighborhood. You understand? Because
yes, we do.
You understand?
Yes.
So it's not a thing. I don't blame any black person for not taking it. Anybody.
Right. Right.
And that's
right.
the truth.
Well,
And if you're
they
so-called
say
white
that,
class, quote unquote, if you live in the wrong neighborhood and you're white, I wouldn't take it either.
Well,
they
yeah, because they're saying too that the biggest experience that they're having is testing it on blacks and also testing it on Puerto Ricans as well. So I'm like, wow, and Latinos. So they're really trying to experiment with this drug. It hasn't been out that long.
No, it's still an experimental
But they're
stage.
Taking it.
They didn't.
Right.
They did a slight off experimental period for it. They was paying people, but that was short. It was a short lived, maybe like 2 or 3 months or something like that. Not long enough for you to get any kind of test result. I don't believe.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah,
that's my whole key.
Let me trust my own immune system. Let me deal with this. Then if I feel like that's what it should be a free thing. If you feel like you need it, If you felt you go get it.
Right.
That's it.
Right. That's the way I thought it was going to be presented.
If you took the serum, if you took the antidote and I got it, you should be cool. Why are you worried about me?
Okay,
here's
I got to say
whole
something.
Thing, and I'm gonna get.
I got to say
go ahead,
something.
Jerry. Okay.
Oh my gosh, I'm like jumping out of my seat here. So, okay, you just said something incredibly valid. If you took it and you think you're okay, what are you worried about? So here's my take on all this. They know exactly what's in the vaccine. They know exactly what it's going to do. It's already been experimented on, and they know it's going to do more damage than good. That's their point. That's
exactly
what they wanted. Okay. Now, I'm going to say something, and a lot of people are not going to agree with me, but I'm going to say it. The masks. Let's use our brains for a minute here. I wear my mask when I go into my friend's, you know, like I'll do my photos at CVS. I don't want to get them nervous. I'll wear it. Whole Foods, I'll wear it. My health food store, I'll wear it. But I'm only wearing it because I don't want to make them nervous, and I respect them. People are scared. Those masks are going to destroy us. You know, even nurses and doctors, you know, Twin, after this whole year, I started thinking about that. We never thought for a minute watching the nurses and doctors with their masks, how damaging it could be. But it really could be 24/7.
Yes.
I feel so bad now for doctors, and we never thought about it. It was never something that even, like, penetrated our brain. But now they're telling us to wear these masks 24/7. Get the frick out of here. No, I pull mine down. Again, I'll respect people that are afraid. I'll go near them. But then I'm out of there in 10 minutes.
You know what? It is all about the respect. Yes.
Is where I was going with it. We got to start using our heads, guys. If we walk into a restaurant, we have to wear it. Okay? Because...
Right.
Why? But then when we sit down, we can take it off. People can come over to your table and talk to you if you have it off, but you have to be sitting at that table.
Right.
But once you stand up, you have to what they're doing to us is nothing but control. We have to use our brains, and we have
to
stop allowing it. It's getting crazy to me.
Right.
Anyway,
absolutely.
I just had to say that.
And I got to add to that with the mask situation. Technically, the mask can be damaging too because you're breathing in your own germs, you know what I mean? And then there's a filter that's inside of the mask that constantly collects dust, even when you take it off and you reuse it. So you're constantly breathing in germs. You know, your face can break out. I've had a situation where I had dark marks around my face where it has caught a little rash, you know, like little rash spots, you know, because of that. So it's like, it's all kind of ways of looking at this situation. So it is very uncomfortable, you know, right now. It's extremely uncomfortable. But you know what? We're going to continue this conversation. Jimmy, I want you to hang in there. And I do appreciate your comment and everything. We're going to get into our next track, and then we're going to get into this conversation again. So, DJ, what you got?
Hey, love. I got you.
Won't give me what I need, yeah. talking fingertips, speaking languages all over your thighs and hips. Now picture me loving you all over your body, through and through, girl. Now picture us the very next day as we greet the sun. I stare at your face, girl. Now how I want this, but you're not here, honey. More than a picture, I need.
Yes, yes, yes. I do see we do have another caller out there, but right before I do, let me just make this point. You know, we always want to talk about how the government is always controlling, even when it comes down to our cell phones, the microphone that's in the back of our phones, the fact that we can't unscrew the battery anymore, and there's microphones in the back, there's chips. Have you ever noticed in a conversation where Google might have just popped out of the blue and said something related to your conversation? You know, just imagine now with a chip that is chopped up and inside your body and that you have no control over, okay, because that's what this is leading to. They've been trying to do this for years, and it's in the Bible. So just imagine everything. They know where you at. They know where you know what I'm saying? They know what you're saying. They know what you're doing. They can see you. They can hear you. You know what I mean? Just imagine that. If that is actually true, and you just took this vaccine, just imagine. Now you know, where's your God now? You want, you know, oh God, help me. But you know what I'm saying? Where was your faith? You know,
this is where I'm at. I'm going to get our next caller on, and let's see what they got to say about it at the same time. And we're going to form a little forum with this because this is a deep conversation. So caller number three, welcome to Nationally Syndicated Radio with Andrea Presley. Who do we got on the line?
Ms. Presley, how are you doing this evening? What a fantastic show.
Thank you. Who do I have? Who's this?
This is Terry Strength, and okay. I'm really enjoying your show. Before I wanna talk about your two topics briefly, but before I do that, I just wanna congratulate you, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee, Miss Andrea Presley, on her unprecedented ONE syndicated station all time connection record. With her 74th all time, God,
wow.
74.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
that's untouchable right there.
Wow.
That's untouchable. Her gotta have gray
Thank
hair.
You.
She gotta get all the time to catch that record. But congratulations. What an outstanding.
Why? Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
So I just wanted comment briefly on both of your topics. I think you talked about the Kirk Franklin situation, and you're talking about the vaccine. So I want to start with the vaccine situation first. I mean, my feeling about it, you know, it's a mess out here right now. It's a lot of fear going on. A lot of people are afraid, and people are going to respond where they are. You know what I'm saying? You can have a batch of 100 people, and you're going to have a 100 different responses because people are going to do where they are. So I have people around me who are not taking the vaccine. I have people who are taking the vaccine. I try to accept all of them. They all have their reasons. Maybe if I had seven people in my family die from the COVID, I'm rushing to take the vaccine. If nobody in my family is not sick, I'm not going to take the vaccine. You know what I'm saying? There's a whole lot of... And we're gonna do based on where we are. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna be the first thing we're afraid of, and it won't be the last. If you're the type of person that freaks out and you look to the government to rescue you, then you're more inclined to make those types of moves. If you're not that person and you have as I would call it, a healthy distrust of the government, then you might make a different move. But the fact of the matter is, people are gonna do where they are. Spiritually or developmentally, that's what they're going to do. And that's what we see happening. You know, that's exactly what we see happening. So that's just my take on it. We all are at different places. So I just try to accept people and you try to hope for the best. I myself am not taking it. I have my reasons. I try to work out with a mask on. I try to pay attention. I don't try to obsess on the news, but I try to get some points and pay attention because it's like I've said, on some of my past shows, when you come here, it's an individual sport, and it's about our own evolving. So we come here, we got to figure out who we are and what we want to do when we come here. That's the reality of it, you know? So that's what you see going on. So the second point about Kirk Franklin's situation with his son. Personally, me, I don't see a problem with holding a parent accountable for their behavior. I mean, I just think we're always blaming our children no matter what. I mean, the same era that they're in right now, we're in this era also. You know what I'm saying? It's not like we're not in this era. And in a lot of ways, for children, it's tougher now than it was when we were growing up because of social media and everything being out there and the peer pressure and all the stuff that they're exposed to. It's a very different time than it was for them. And I don't see a problem. We're supposed to try. We're all here. Of course, we're all human. But our goal is to be better in the first place. And our children help us to do that. They hold us accountable. I mean, our parents, we get into this thing where, you know, you're my kid. Don't put me out there on blast. No, you're supposed to set the example. And the universe has little ways of checking us when these things happen. When I heard about his son doing that, to me, his son, I mean, kids are usually not going to do something like that unless they think their parent is being a hypocrite. You know, if your kid knows that you generally control yourself and you're trying to live what you say you're preaching or teaching, that your own children will give you a benefit of the doubt because they know how you are generally. Usually something like that happens when they know you're showing one side to the world and you're always raging out and acting crazy. I don't know all the particulars of it and carrying on and this and that, but to me, his son did what he did because he was saying, my dad always acts like this. He's a hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? And I think that should be the big issue. As parents, we have to hold ourselves to a higher standard. I know with my daughters, if I raise my voice too loud, they act like the roof is falling in or something like that because they know that I don't always act that way. You understand what I'm saying? People give you a benefit of the doubt, including our children, when they know how we generally are with them and when they know that they're loved, you know, and respected. If we conduct ourselves that way, they're going to give us a benefit of the doubt, even though they're going to protest. We all know what teenager years are like. I mean, they're going to check us. But we're the parents, you know, and we have to set the table in terms of our behavior. So to me, when I heard that story and when I saw that his son or whatever had did that, his son was basically was like, my dad is a hypocrite, is what he was saying. He was saying he was a hypocrite.
Huh? Now, it's two ways of looking at that. He could have just tried to expose him out there just to, you know, do a malicious act. You know what I mean? So there's two ways of looking at it. Yeah, he could have been one of
I don't mean to cut you off. But why would he do that if he has a great relationship with his dad and his dad generally doesn't act that way? Most children, unless something is seriously wrong, are not going to do that. Most kids are not going to do that because quiet as it's kept, our children do love us, especially when they see us trying to love them and trying to be consistent. They understand that we aren't perfect. So for the most part, they're not going to conduct themselves in that way unless there's a whole bunch of other things going on. He's out here as a man of God. He's making these songs. You're in the public eye. It is in your best interest to try to be above reproach. For your kid to do something like that is an indictment on the relationship you have with your kid in the first place. The first thing I thought of was this child is trying to say you're a hypocrite, Dad. You scream at me and rage out all the time.
It.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel? I don't know if you have. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I do. I do have a child myself. Now I wanted to ask you a question. Do you feel as though he owed the public an apology?
It's probably his best interest. I mean, he let the drama from his home leak out, and he is a public figure. He's putting himself out there as a Christian or a man of God. So when we talk about karma, you know, you have to be above reproach. You're out there in the public eye. You're selling all the records. You're making all the money. That responsibility comes with it, right? You're making your money from being in the public. And you're saying I'm a Christian, and I supposedly conduct myself in a certain way. So you're using that banner to make the money, and you've chosen to make it in that way. That all comes along with it. But for me, it's a bigger issue. The bigger issue is as a parent and as a spiritual person, quote unquote, it is in your best interest to hold yourself to a higher standard anyway. It's not about your kid exposing you. It's about the fact that you should be holding yourself to a higher standard in the first place. Because I go through that with my kids. I go through that with my friends. I get held to a higher standard. I'm not out here selling $1 million in records. But because the people who know me expect me to act in a certain way, and believe me, I could clown with the best of them, but they expect me to make different decisions because of what I claim to be about. That's all I'm saying.
Gotcha.
So that goes for all
of us. I got your point. That was a good point.
You know, and that's all I'm saying. He's out there. That's his kid. And if he wasn't acting like that, the kid wouldn't have anything to record.
Wow. Good point. I appreciate you, you know, making that point and calling in today. I do have another caller that's hanging in here at the same time. But I do appreciate, you know, you bringing that valid point in. And with your special announcement, I appreciate that as well. All right. So thank you for calling in. I seem like we already been, you know, cut off with that. But we're going to move on to our next caller. I'm, you know, the calls are popping here. You know, everybody got a voice of opinion of it, which is, I'm loving it. So we do have another caller. We're going to try to bring them in. And, Jerry, I didn't forget about you. We're going to try to get you back in.
Hi, twin. This is Sister Betsy.
How are you?
Hey, congratulations, my sweetheart. Listen,
thank you so much.
You know I was going to call in about this vaccine matter. You know I've been warning people for 3 years of what was coming. Nobody ain't listening. They ain't listening. Now listen.
And now we're here.
If Jesus came down and said he was going to take that vaccine, I'm not taking it. That's the way I feel about it.
Right, because you can't trust man anyway.
Listen, and my problem is that they got more than one vaccine. Why you didn't create one vaccine so everybody can take the same vaccine?
And they coming out with another one, too.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
Yes, and listen, if you got all these vaccines coming out with different ingredients in it, you done already told us if you take one vaccine over here, you can't go to another place and take the other vaccine. It might kill you.
Right.
What's going on there? And then on top of that, they say a messenger is in it. For all you pastors out there, it's got a messenger.
Okay.
It might be a messenger to your brain and to your genes.
Yep. Jacking yourself up at the same time.
Yes. And listen, when I spoke about the Georgia Guidestones, and at the top of the Georgia Guidestone, it said that they want to depopulate the planet to 500 million. You didn't listen.
Right.
They have all this information out here to tell you what they wanted to do to the population of the world. You got Agenda 21. You got Agenda 30. You got sustainability, where they want to protect nature and not man.
Right.
All this was out there before you. We consent to our own demise. I will not consent to my demise.
Thank you. Yes. And it's crazy because I was talking with another person that works in the same field, and she's a Christian as well. And she says, you know, where are the Christians at? She said, we got a lot of spiritual cults around here. She was like, where the Christians need to stand up? She was like, you know, everybody's, they jumping and running from state to state trying to get this vaccine, driving over here, driving over there. She was like, nobody sees the danger of this. She was like, why, you know, and it was funny because my company that I work for had said to me, hey, you know, it's not too many people that want to take people in that hasn't took the vaccine. I said, well, if it means that I don't have a job, okay, then so be it. But what I'm not going to be doing is be forced to take something that I don't agree with into my body to uphold no job. Now, with all this that's going on and everybody getting sick, you're going to need some people that's going to be able to handle this and be able to come in strong. So if you're telling me now all of a sudden, because you want me to take this vaccine so bad, okay, you're basically forcing me, and you think that I'm going to go and buy that, and you're telling me that, oh, well, they may not, you know, let you work at certain facilities. Okay, well, so be it, because I'm not going to bail down to nobody. This is my body.
Sister, I just wanted to say this. I want people to remember Margaret Sanger, the racist.
Mm-hmm.
She said that they would use the minister to destroy black babies.
Wow.
They would use the the minister, and as of today, we have 60 million black babies dead. And they use the minister.
Wow. But so, here's the thing that got me, and you want to hear this? This is funny. You want to bring in a company like Johnson & Johnson, who has so many lawsuits, and they're going to come up with a vaccine, and y'all going to take it.
Yes.
Wow. Do they not watch the television?
No.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Wow, I see we still got some more.
One thing that they say about the people is that they will not pick up a book. You can put a book in front of them, and they will not pick up a book. They are letting the media educate them. They got to stop letting the media educate them and pick up a book.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Sister Bessie, I got another caller that's in the queue, but, you know, I always love talking to you. I always do. And you brought up some valid points. I'm so glad I had a, you know, you one of our strong sisters as well, too. You know what I mean? And I it's good to hear the sisters as well as the guys, you know, come out on it. I appreciate it. So I'm going to try to get
thank
back to you, but these calls are popping. But thank you so much for calling in. All right, so we got our next caller that's in the queue, caller number 5. Who do we have on the line?
Make yourself something. I don't know.
Make yourself something, huh? What you make?
I don't know, Maya. I don't know.
Oh, right. I think that caller was talking to his family and get himself together. Listen, all
when
I know is we're going to bring on our next caller, and then we bring on that caller after this. Listen, we got one-time callers. I mean, we want to thank everybody that called in, but, you know, time is tight. Caller?
Right,
you there?
It's tight.
Hey, yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Hi. Who do we have on the line this evening?
Hey, it's the Magic Man, Haru.
That's what I thought it was, the Magic Man. You were sounding too kind of calm, coming in on subtle and stuff. What's going on?
Not much. Just want to say congratulations. Appreciate all that you do. And as always, this show here was always going to be over the top. Let me see. Going back to the first one. As a people who pretty much fail for so many things, one of the things that we willingly gave up is control ourselves. I'm not one that is going to condone abuse in any type of way, but there was a time that we didn't pretty much blow the whistle the way that, what do you call it, the Me Too movement. You understand? There's so many things that our people is getting into is ridiculous. And they're looking for any and every excuse to put somebody on blast, as the younger generation say, right? All that stuff that you know, we continue to fall into. As far as the vaccine, you know, somewhere I heard through the grapevine that, you know, Clubber Lane was going to, well, not Clubber Lane, but Old Rocco was going to make Clubber Lane take the vaccine. And Clubber Lane told me to tell y'all that if that do be the case, that Rocky Balboa tried to do such a thing, then it'll be a Rocky 6, 7, 8, and 9 coming out at the same time.
Wow. Wow. That, right? That's deep. At the same time, on top of that.
All at the same time. So, I mean, in other words, you can't force somebody to do something that they don't want to do. As a traveling man, I will say I pride myself. Because I know Mother Earth, our beautiful mother, right, is very, very beautiful. And I'm going to say something. Go back, let's say, 4.5 years ago. And remember all the rhetoric about a wall being built so high that you can't get over it and you can't get under it? Remember that?
Right.
Right? That was the wall.
Right.
So what we're facing there is that damn wall, because we know it's virtually impossible to do that. You understand? It's virtually impossible, but when they started adding restrictions to try to control on, you know, what buildings that you can go into, even though they mandated, you know, things like airports and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything when it comes to travel, right, is federally mandated now. So it started off with you had to have that heart, or not how it was, a gold star to be placed on your license.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? So all of these restrictions was coming. It was subtly being, and you know, like with me, I like to travel. I like to lighten my load. You understand? I don't like to always.
That hurted my feelings when I couldn't travel.
Every way that I go, you understand? But, you know, as far as convenience, you know, and like Sister Bessie said, you know, it's like a lot of stuff that we are consenting to, willingly or unwillingly. But I will say this. As much as I pride myself to be able to travel in and out of the country, gone will my days be of me traveling abroad, if that be the
mm-hmm.
case, that I'm forced to do this or else.
Right. Exactly. I'm still not gonna bail just because of that and take this vaccine just because I can't travel. It's ridiculous. Now you're forcing me. And I'll bust a beanbag, a sandbag, and sit in the middle of my living room floor with a darn beach towel and a darn umbrella and act like I'm in Hawaii, darn it. I will do it. But I
there you go. Hey, remember the powerful imagination that we had? That's the see, twin.
Okay.
I love, you know, and respect what you say. But see, that's what we had. There was a time
yes.
that we stopped using our imagination. And again, think about
right.
it. Now, this generation here don't have to think. We don't have, you know,
right.
we had to imagine that, you know, that we was watching tennis with the little, you know, the,
right.
the old Atari. We had to imagine that it was tennis we was watching. It was two lines.
Yep.
It was one ball that was, you understand? So we had to imagine that. Now they don't have to imagine because they got Venus and Serena in 3D playing each other.
Wow.
You
know what I'm right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, so my last
wow.
my last case in point, I'm the host of We Will Aware You, and I'm going to kick it up another notch. I have to do this, and I'll be speaking about the celestial terrestrial beings, which is who and what we really are. You understand? A lot of times we always talked about, you know, so many things, but we started to forget our original heavenly angelic nature. And we do have that. Now, you got some angels that, you know, that have to come down, right? But you also got some angels that's only earthbound, straight from hell
right.
that's here. And all of us are here together. You understand? So I have to take time
right.
to do that, and that's coming up. Actually, what is it? Not next week, but the week after. It should be the 8th of April. I'll be speaking about the celestial terrestrial beings, okay?
Wow, okay. That's a good subject right there. Don't want to miss that, y'all. Y'all don't want to miss it. This man be dropping some serious knowledge, okay? So we thank you so much for calling in and your love and support, as you know, always. And we do have another caller that's in on the line. We're trying to get everybody's opinions on these subjects. So let's bring this next person in. Who do we have on the line this evening?
I don't know.
Carla?
Okay, maybe he don't know he's unmuted.
Hello?
Yeah, there you go.
You're unmuted.
Oh, okay. Am I on? I didn't know I was on.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, okay.
Did you have anything you wanted to add?
Uh-huh. Plenty. First of all, this is Brother O's cousin.
Okay.
I'm a new intern host starting a new show at the end of the month.
Okay. All right. Well, while the caller is getting his background together, do we have any other callers that's on the line?
No, I'm right here. I'll be hosting a new show at the end of April called Eating on a Spiritual Level with Chef Yosef.
Oh. Okay.
So,
awesome.
In light of that, my good friend, the Hall of Famer, is on the phone, Jerry Petito, and thank God for inviting me, and Brother O as well. And I just wanted to say, in some of the topics that you're discussing, especially with the vaccine, I'm extremely passionate about that. I'm an anti-vaxxer, because of, let's just say two words, Tuskegee experiment. Need we repeat the same broadcast? And my friend, the Magic Man, I'm sure he can relate. He was on the phone earlier. But I just think that we're way too trusting of this government and what they're trying to push onto us. And I think that we need to really learn how to make decisions and think for ourselves as far as this whole vaccine. There's plenty of doctors that are going around saying that they don't even trust the vaccine. First of all, because they haven't done enough research on the vaccine, and the whole virus thing is a new virus and a new strain of the virus. And they say it usually takes 10 to 20 years to develop a proper vaccine that can target this type of virus. And this has been so rushed. So I would not want to be anybody's guinea pig, along with the fact that there's a huge agenda to depopulate this society. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they're not nice people, first of all.
Right.
They're not nice people. I don't even know why anyone even trusts Bill Gates. He couldn't even build a computer that can't stay away from viruses. Do we trust him to finance vaccines that can fight viruses? And I don't know if anyone heard, but Bill and Melinda Gates were on the media saying that we would like to really push this vaccine first to the inner city and the Black and Hispanic communities, because we really think that they are deserving of first-level treatment. Sounds like to me, Bill, that you want to take us out first. That's what it sounds
right,
like.
Right. I feel you on that
first-level
one.
Really? That's how you feel?
Right.
We're deserving of first-level treatment because, you know, you say, because African-Americans and Hispanics are more susceptible to a lot of the known diseases, so we feel as though if we put the vaccine and give them the opportunity first to take this vaccine, that we'll be doing them a good service. I don't think so. I don't want any parts of what Bill and Melinda Gates is offering. And if those of you that are within those communities, if you're smart, you do some research before you go rushing off to Walgreens and Rite Aid and CVS to take these vaccines, because they're people that have died from taking these vaccines and have contracted other diseases such as Bell's palsy. Some people have gotten severe central nervous conditions that causes them to get the jitters almost as if they have Tourette's or something like that.
Right, exactly.
This is what the vaccine is doing for people.
Good point. Yep.
Yes.
Excellent.
If you really think that this vaccine is going to help, what's really going to help is if you learn how to eat on a spiritual level, shameless plug for myself, and learn how to eat more plant-based and stop eating chemical foods and processed foods. That is what our bodies are, machines, and I believe that the Creator made us to be very strong beings that have, you know, miraculous systems built from within. So I don't think we need to take an outside source medicine that will, you know, supposedly fight off this disease. And some of them could be placebos. We don't even know. We don't know what's in it. Why would you want to put any kind of foreign
immune system up? with herbs,
yeah,
then
yeah.
You're fine.
Keep your immune system up.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yes. Build your immune system. That's all.
What makes me even more angry is these pastors that are going,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're preaching faith. You're preaching
right.
faith and trusting in the Most High. Why are you purporting support for these vaccines for your parishioners to go get the vaccine? You know why? Because
thank
you're a 501c3 and your church gets funded by the government. So if you want to keep getting your funding, you're going to purport the vaccine. So
right.
to me, you're an inside informant. You're not even,
yes.
you don't even have the people's interest at, best interest at heart.
And it's the mega churches that's supporting it too.
Oh, TV Jackson was one of the first ones
because they
get on YouTube saying, oh, please get the vaccine. I don't think so.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. I appreciate you calling in. You made some very good, valid points, and I really appreciate it because it's funny. I was going to touch on those points, but you hit the nail on the coffin, so I appreciate mm-hmm. that. We actually are going into overtime, so I'm going to, cut this portion of the show, and we're going to actually bring on Ngozi time. But thanks again, and you know what? I'm looking forward to your show. Welcome to, the family, and wow, you made some excellent points, and especially when it came down to the churches. I totally agree with you. So thank you so much. So now it is Ngozi time. So Ngozi, come on in and take us away.
Don't never take that.
The soundtrack of our lives tonight was brought to you by my first cousin out of North Carolina, the great R&B crooner, Mr. Calvin Richardson. Congratulations to the wonderful lifetime achiever in the International Radio Hall of Fame, and of course, the 2018 Broadcasting Enshrinee at that same hall, the wonderful Andrea Presley. You know, it's crazy. It's sick out here when it comes down to opinions, and it's a wonderful thing that people come together to try to help people and change people. That's what Only Dynasty is all about. And a lot of times people don't understand that. They don't understand, you know, our vision. And, you know, the ones that are still here will understand that vision. 2020, thank you so much for the show tonight. How you feel tonight?
I'm feeling great. Hopefully I made a good point and some, you know, point across and had people thinking.
Well, the key is this. I love the fact that we are able to come on and be able to expound upon greatness. And, you know, it is what it is. Congratulations on your 74th OD syndicated station all-time connection record. It is unprecedented. It is
wow.
First all-time in the OD Hall of Champions. And tomorrow night we have the great Sister Betsy the Truther right here, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time on these OD stations, and of course, Denver Nation's advertising the OD versus Vulnerability and Goes in Price Reaches, of course. At www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Ghosty Primetime 1 at bevnet.com. We're in Ghosty Time both on Twitter and Instagram, Ola Delling and Ghosty at Pinterest and Google Plus, Ola Delling and Malibu and Ghosty at Facebook, as well as our business page, the Wonder Twin and NSR, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio established 2013. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, down in Ghosty with my and gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's paid producer, Ola Dudley Malaywa and Ngozi, say goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Wonder Twin, take us home, girl. You got 2 minutes left to go.
All right. Well, listen, I want to thank everyone for calling in and listening. I want to thank all those who have made a comment as well. Remember, guys, these vaccinations, it does not cure you. It does not prevent you from having COVID. You can still catch it. So think and consider everything that we have said and know that I love you regardless of what you come up with. And also, for those who got your stimulus check, if you got a woman out there that has cooked, cleaned, and washed her clothes and did everything for you, you know I got to start my mess before I get off this air. Make sure you break her off with some of that stimulus check. How much money are you willing to give? And we ain't talking 10%. Goodbye, y'all. Till the next time, I love you. Take care. God bless.